Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with ADARE and Guthrie County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Kemp for Severe Weather Awareness Week. This is part one of a two-part interview. The National Weather Service, they put out the 2018 statistics for Iowa's tornadoes that happened. And one of the things it pointed out when I read it was that the season started in May, which was a month later than usual. Any thoughts on, you know, how you think this year's tornado season will develop?
Well, it's a guessing game. You know, everything we have is predicted, just like the flooding, to be a little bit above average. Our winter is lasting so much longer than normal that, you know, will it put it back, or will this be one of those years that we basically have a week or two of mild weather and the next thing you know it starts to get hot? We don't know. Tornadoes can happen anytime. Thunderstorms can happen anytime. That's why we have thunder snow in the middle of the winter. It depends on the moisture pattern right now. The day that we're recording this, we're under an area that has a very wet system in it. But tomorrow, we actually have dry air that's going to come in below the cool, damp air. So that's going to really restrict it. But when it restricts it, just like in the summertime, you know, it has a tendency to build. So we end up getting that circular pattern that's going on. And in the summertime with our summer storms, it brings the moisture and the warm air up from the south. And then it pushes it up and under to cool it. And that's what causes our storm. So where the jet stream's at, you know, a lot of people give the National Weather Service a very hard time about not getting the weather right. The thing is, the weather moves. We have underlying currents, we have the upper level jet stream, and you can take and move a storm path by 30 miles and completely change your weather. That's why it's Iowa. You know, they say just wait for it to change. So with the Weather Service, as they track something that's following the jet stream, and if it gets a weakening in it at any point, we always have this southerly flow in the summertime. And it can push up and under it, and you can take a storm track and move it two counties away in a 15-minute period. So you don't know.
And much like the National Weather Service issues a winter storm or blizzard warning, they issue severe thunderstorm warnings and tornado warnings. What qualifies a severe thunderstorm warning to be issued?
Well, for a warning is they've been tracking a storm. Or they're tracking a storm that they think has the potential. Once again, until they hear from the spotters to know what's actually going on at the ground level, they don't know. They can only go by radar. So if we're going to have winds over the 35-mile range, it's hail above the half-inch range, which is about a dime size. Now you hear people describe it as that. Heavy rains, things of that nature, are going to constitute your thunderstorm warning to where they believe that it's going to track to your area. You know, the watches are put out usually well ahead of time, and those are the ones that are talking about you have the potential, and they don't know exactly where that line's going to go. So then the warnings are put out earlier as they actually track it.
And what does it mean when a tornado warning has been issued?
Well, the tornado warning is a very similar thing. Is we have something to where, you know, we're looking at winds that are over the 70, 80 mile an hour range. A lot of places blow their sirens for straight line winds. That's something we leave up to each community in ADARE and Guthrie County to determine how they're going to handle that. They all handle their own sirens. But, you know, we're looking at something that's at the EF0 or above rating, which is only 85 mile an hour winds that you're looking at. So whether they're straight line or rotating, you know, that's an imminent thing that it's coming through your area. Same with that, you know, the watch is put out well ahead of time that the conditions are right to where, you know, a lot of times when a thunder or when a tornado watch is put out, there's not even a storm in the area because they're looking at humidity, heat, what type of lift there is in the system and stuff like that. So that's something that changes quite a bit.
And what is the visual difference between a tornado and a funnel cloud?
A tornado actually is making contact with the ground, to where it's pulling up debris, things of that nature. A funnel cloud is still up in the air. It needs to be connected to the base of the cloud formation of the storm, whether it's a wall cloud or, you know, a supercell or whatever it is. So a funnel cloud is still up in the air, not causing any damage on the ground or picking up any debris. It becomes a tornado when it makes contact with the ground. The winds make contact with the ground. Doesn't mean that you can see it touching the ground, because maybe it hasn't gone up. You only see a tornado because it's picking up dirt and debris and grass and stuff like that. Otherwise, you know, they're kind of like a whirlwind in the summer. Much bigger, but you can't see them.
How can people prepare now for the tornado season?
Well, number one, making sure that they check their kit. Now's the time to go from winter to summer, so you kind of change things in there, you know, and get rid of some of the warmer stuff and put more storm things in your emergency kit at home and in the car. The other thing is make sure that you have several ways of monitoring the weather. You know, check the batteries in that AM, FM radio and things like that, because we need to change our thinking of what we're looking for. We're looking at those highs and low systems as they come towards us compared into the winter. You know, we look for the high because that's what's going to bring the cold air. We really don't pay any attention to the low systems in the winter. So know where you're going to go. Know how you're going to protect yourself. Things of that nature. Whether it be at home, at school, at work. Make sure that you have a plan. Make sure that your community or your family reviews the communication plan, so that if you are separated, who you're going to call, how you're going to make contact with each other to make sure everybody's okay, and things like that.
And the ADR and Guthrie County Emergency Management also can send notifications to people of different storms going around. How can people sign up for that?
There are forms at most of the libraries and the city halls if you want to fill it out that way. There's a button on our Facebook page, a sign up button that you can click and sign up there. You can go to either one of the county websites and go to the emergency management page and sign up there if you want to do it by computer. You can always call the office and I'll take your information and get you signed up.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with ADR and Guthrie County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Kemp for Severe Weather Awareness Week. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at RackhamValleyRadio.com.